You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Joining us now, James Seckel, Chief Executive of the Karma Tree Biotech Company and also the owner and founder of Adestra Institute, the commercial cookery and hospitality school in Melbourne that went into liquidation last August. Hi, James. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Luciana. Thanks for having me.
As I mentioned in my intro, the school closed a few months ago. Could you tell us why did your school close?
Yes, sure. We had had a fairly long-running issue with the governing body, Australian Skills Quality Authority, and it culminated when we had to move from our Collins Street premises because the building was due to be demolished into a new premises in Brunswick that we subsequently invested quite a lot of money in to bring new facilities to our students. ASQA took issue with the move and were at a point where they weren't approving the venue, whilst basically it was a catch-22 where we weren't in a compliant area because the building hadn't been approved, and they couldn't approve the building despite us making the application because we were found to be non-compliant. So that's what resulted in the school's unfortunate closure.
Was it from Collins Street to Brunswick?
Yes, that's correct. But it wasn't due to the costs. Mm. It was because ASQA wouldn't approve our new venue application. So we spent actually a lot of money on the new building to put new kitchens in and renovate the upstairs. But it turned out that unfortunately ASQA cancelled our license because they didn't approve the new venue. But it had all the necessary permits that's included for the council to approve the building to be used for a training facility. Yes, as I said, catch-22 with ASQA.
According to some documents, ASQA, in its audit, identified Adestra's non-compliance with some clauses of mm-hmm. the standards for registered training organizations, such as not delivering on its promises. Would you agree with that?
Actually, those that were found not to be accurate in the AAT. So the only issue that the AAT took to was the fact that the building was not approved by ASQA.
Obviously, as you're saying, the shutting down of a school can happen also for a number of reasons, financially included. That's generally when the government steps in and looks at closing the school. How much does the school owe?
Well, actually, Adestra just became profitable. So when we got the license revoked, Adestra was profitable.
At that time, how many students did you have enrolled?
180, give or take.
A former student told us that the communication between the school and the students was very poor, if any, during this process. Everything that was happening, not on the view, on the students' front view. How did you communicate the closure to the students and former staff?
It was via email. So we did it to students via email. It was unexpected. So the solicitors that were acting for us did not expect ASQA to make that decision. And for staff, of course, we sat everybody down and explained it to them.
How did they take?
Not well. Really not well. As I said, we just invested a lot of money into the new building with new kitchens. We'd actually taken on some more staff because we were running at a profit. And yeah, it was a big shock to everybody.
Going through all the history of Adestra, James, what was your vision for this school? Because the marketing campaign seems quite impressive.
Yeah.
The proposal, the zero waste restaurant, a number of kitchens, the school restaurant, the possibility of students being employed by one of your business partners or your holding mm-hmm. of businesses. What was your vision for the school?
Well, for Adestra, it was certainly to establish a restaurant on campus, and it was to be zero waste. It was, literally going to be a zero waste restaurant. We signed a 10-year lease on the new building, with a further extension of 10 years, so it would be a 20-year lease. So obviously we weren't kidding when we said we were in it for the long haul. And as I said, the school became profitable. So to lose the license just as we were turning a profit and able to reinvest more money into the vision was really disappointing.
former student mentioned that to this day they haven't received their academic records, which makes, as you would understand, hard for them to enroll in another school without having to do the same subjects again.
Sure.
Will these students receive any support in that sense from ADESTRA?
Yeah, I believe that all of the communications have now been directed towards TPS and to ASQA themselves. So it's my understanding that records have been sent across.
In the case of the students who paid as required in advance and some former employees who did not receive their salaries, is the government taking care of this too?
Yeah, that's correct, yes. Ultimately, we still pay it, but it's all administered by the TPS.
And do you have any idea in terms of timelines? When will this be paid? Or
it should have already been paid.
Two former employees that we spoke to, they haven't been paid, so not everyone. A former employee also mentioned that the school's sales pitch was that the courses would lead to employment and consequently to permanent residency in Australia. Would you confirm that you had that as part of your discourse?
No, I don't believe so, no. That's incorrect.
What are your next steps?
Unfortunately, the license is gone, so we've got no intention to reopen another school, given how we've been treated.
International education is one of Australia's top three exports, with students from all over the world coming here to study. Many of them, we are talking to them right now. So
yeah.
For a student who invests all their savings in a school and visa costs, how do you think they would be feeling? Because what happened here at ADESTRA is a student's worst nightmare, isn't it?
Not only the student's worst nightmare, it's our worst nightmare as well. We didn't want the school to close. You know, we fought hard against ASQA, and unfortunately they made the decision. And it was on a technicality about the venue not being approved. So obviously sympathies go out to students, but it certainly wasn't our intention to, especially after investing so much money in the new premises, for the school to close.
As you mentioned, it was quite unexpected. And
absolutely.
Was it a fast process? The school was open for 2 years.
Exceptionally fast. Really, really fast process. So it was literally brought up on the day of the hearing. And then ASQA gave themselves, I think, 2 weeks to make a determination on whether they would look at the new venue application. And they made the determination that they couldn't approve the venue whilst a hearing was on foot. So, like I said earlier, it was a catch-22, where they wouldn't approve it whilst the hearing was on foot, but the hearing was on foot because they haven't approved it. So they were really sitting on their hands.
And as you mentioned, that you are not reopening the school, would you be in future working in this field again, international education?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. After the experience, absolutely not.
Why do you feel like that?
The way we were treated by ASQA. You know, we tried our best, they really cancelled our registration on a technicality. You know, we got expert reports saying that we were compliant in other areas, but unfortunately, just on the technicality, ASQA cancelled the license. So, given the nature of or the climate of the international education industry, I wouldn't be re-entering it.
You had other business too. You are an entrepreneur, Punk Jobs, Dynasty Global, and now you have the 3A biotech company. Is this what you're heading now, to this new area?
Well, it's not new. It's been going for nearly 4 years now. So it's certainly not new.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to students and former employees affected by this unexpected closure?
Yeah, look, I do apologise to everybody and understand it's caused a lot of unnecessary heartache. But the process for winding up a company is that the liquidator handles all the matters. So now we believe that we've provided as much as we can to the liquidators, and it's now up to them to settle the company's affairs.
James Sacco, Chief Executive of the Karma 3 Biotech Company, founder of ADESTRA Institute. Thanks so much for your time and talking to us today.
Thank you, Luciana.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.